Can you get damages for being knocked off your two-wheeler if you fail to wear a safety helmet? Well, the court ran into that question in the case of the unsafe cyclist. Charlie Boone with today's Point of Law on WCCO. George Maxwell was a young man of strong opinions. One of them was his idea that being forced to wear a safety helmet while riding a motorcycle was immoral. He even helped write a flyer that he and his friends distributed at the college where George was a sophomore. The flyer claimed that helmets cut down the rider's ability to hear well. They could also cause head and neck injuries in case of an accident. They said their state did not have a mandatory helmet law and hoped their lawmakers would not pass one. Now, George was careful to observe speed limits and traffic rules. He kept his machine carefully serviced and maintained. He had never had an accident of any kind. Not until the day he pulled up to a stop at a red light. That was when Lillian Lowell, driving a light sedan, missed her brake and rear-ended him. Well, George went flying over the handlebars, skidded along the pavement, and hit his head against the raised curb. He was in the hospital a long time with concussion and whiplash injuries. When George was sufficiently recovered, he saw his attorney, and he said,
"You know, their insurance company won't pay me anything. They say I should have been wearing a helmet. Now, do I have a case or not?"
The attorney said, "Well, that question hasn't been decided yet in this state. We can find out if and when we sue." George said, "Find out." So they went to court. George's attorney said, "This young man was seriously injured when he was rear-ended by driver Lillian Lowell. She was unquestionably negligent by approaching the intersection too fast and braking too slow. The question of wearing or not wearing a helmet is not in point here. If he had been wearing one, the accident would still have occurred. He is entitled to damages." Lillian's attorney said, "We don't deny that Lillian is responsible for some damages. We do say those damages were due in part to George's failure to wear a helmet. The damages should be reduced from the actual amount to what they would have been had he worn a helmet. We estimate this would be half the money George is claiming." What would you decide about this unsafe cyclist? We'll return with the court's decision right after this. Should the unsafe cyclist get all, part, or none of his damages? In this case, he gets all, said an Arizona appeals court, because Lillian did not provide expert testimony on the difference between helmet and non-helmet injury. Courts generally agree that helmets can reduce injuries. George should realize that while he need not wear one in the absence of a state law, he is taking a greater risk. The case was settled in George's favor. In this Arizona appeals court, it's a point of law on WCCO.